Blanche's Creativity Jukebox by Jill Bodonsky. Hi, this is Jill Bodonsky at Lester's Bar and Grill in Morristown, New Jersey. That's exit 14 off the turnpike. We are daydream podcast style, so no one needs to social distance or wear a mask, but don't try this in a real bar and grill, as we want to stop the spread. We have a special guest this week for the Muses Daydream, and Lester's is her special place to hang out. Her name is Blanche Baldwin. She's from New Jersey, is a muse broker, smokes crayons, and I'll let her tell you about who she is and why she's here. Hi, Blanche.
Well, hello, Jill Bodonsky.
It's Bodonsky. Hi, Blanche, and thanks for the order of sweet potato fries and the Shirley Temple.
You're welcome. Aren't they delicious?
Mm-hmm. So, Blanche, tell us a little bit about what you do.
What I do, sweetheart, is consort with muses. They are the beacons of creative inspiration, the deliverers of ideas, catalysts to brilliance. I am what you call a muse broker. I broker what the muses have carefully deanalyzed, collated, and intensely interscrutinized as messages the mortals need to hear in order to be creative. And I have programmed those messages into the creativity jukebox.
Blanche, that is fascinating.
I know that. Let me introduce you to some of my friends. This is Dolores. She is a prolific writer.
Nice to meet you, Dolores.
Hi.
And this is Mac. He is a sculptor that makes sculptures almost every single day.
Hello.
Hi, Mac.
Dolores and Mac used to sit around just drinking gin giblets here all day because they didn't feel creative and said such things to themselves like, I'm not creative, or I can't do that. Now, with the help of my jukebox, they are experiencing peak moments in writing and art on a regular basis. Their altered states of consciousness now come from being in the creative process. You know what that's like.
Yes, I do. Tell us more about the jukebox, Blanche.
Okay, I will. It's all based on self-talk. The kind that works for creativity, not the kind that works for procrastination or the like. The best way to tell you about it is to show you about it, to give you a demonstration.
Sounds great.
Well, you haven't heard it yet, but you will. Since I'm here a lot, I keep it here. So walk over with me to where it's at. Hi, George. Hi, Shirley.
Hi, Blanche.
Lester, baby, can I get another hot toddy?
Sure thing, Blanche. Coming right up.
Thanks, dollface. Walk over here. Walk this way. Right over here, behind here, down here, over here, under here. And here it is. The creativity jukebox for you.
Wow, Blanche. It's beautiful. It's, for the listeners, it's turquoise, purple, lime green, and it's buzzing with all sorts of whirligigs and spirals and tubalubas and spinner dingers and pinner zingers. I think that's what they're called.
Hey, Bodonsky.
It's Bodonsky.
You've been reading too much Dr. Seuss.
I do read a lot of Dr. Seuss.
These are simply doohickeys and buttons. What you do is you push them according to the problem you're experiencing with your creative procrastinations, and they play messages you need to hear. And the more you play them messages, the more they sticks to your brains.
That's wonderful, Blanche. Can you show us a little bit how that works?
Sure. I can show you a few. But if it's not enough, your listeners can read pages 47 through 50 in a book called The Muse is In, An Owner's Manual to Your Creativity by Jill Bodonsky.
It's Bodonsky. No, you're right. It's Bodonsky.
Okay. So here's a few from the jukebox. But first, step into the booth, sit down on the cushion, just relax. All of your listeners can do this, too. Just take a load off. Make yourself comfortable. Take a deep breath in. Relax the shoulders. Relax the belly, breathe out. Take a puff off my crayon if you like. I've sanitized it. It's magenta, and it has no dangerously, deleteriously awful effects.
Yeah, I feel magentificent.
Right. Okay. So, calm down. And as for the jukebox, each selection is a common mortal self-message that doesn't work in the creative process. So you punch a button and hear what you need to hear that works better. So you see the title of this first one is, What If I Don't Feel Like My Stuff Is Good Enough? And then you push this button.
What do you mean your stuff is not good enough? Look at you. You're brilliant. Then ask yourself what it would feel like to believe that just a little bit.
And you brokered that from the Muses, Blanche?
Yeah, I did. And here's another one. The title of it is, But It's Not Perfect.
No, it's not perfect. It's not supposed to be perfect. What are you, crazy? No one can be perfect. Perfect is not possible. And if it was possible, it wouldn't be interested. Imperfect is interested. Mistakes take you on new adventures. They give you character, authenticity. And if you are crazy, all the better. Crazy is just another way to say you're unique. Work it.
And that was channeled from a muse?
Yeah. And here's another one. It's called, But It's Already Been Done by Somebody Else. Push the button.
So what? Do it anyway.
That was a short one.
Yeah, here's another one. I'm comparing myself to other people, and now I don't want to do anything. Push the button.
Welcome to the club. You're not the Lone Ranger. Almost everybody compares themselves. Just keep doing what you're doing. Get ideas from other people. But make it your own. Take little tiny steps. And stop comparing yourself when you catch yourself. You're on your own path. It's okay.
But Blanche, these are all things it sounds like you would say.
Hey, Jill Badansky, don't rain on my parade. That's what I would say to a critic. That should go in the box, too. Yeah, I came up with it. We come up with stuff. It might have been channeled by the muses, but I put my own stamp on it. That's what creativity is, putting your own stamp on something.
Oh, I got it. You're right. I love your creative jukebox, Blanche. I'd love to hear more. I think we all need a creative jukebox in our heads. We would do more creative things and the world would be a happier place.
And that's exactly right.
Is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners, Blanche, before we sign off?
Nope.
Blanche, it's been an honor talking with you today and being here at Lester's. I've learned so much from you, so thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And now a word from our sponsor. Oh, hi, it's me again. I'm the sponsor. If creativity excites you as much as it excites me, make it easier to get to. Get on my mailing list at kaizenmuse.com. That's K as in kite, AIZENMUSE.com. And get a free PDF of a coloring book for relaxation and sanity. Be good to yourself. Be safe.